Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulies. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's June 24th, 2007, and here's Jesus, temporarily featuring God. This first segment was originally released November 29th, 2002.
Here's a big question. It comes from our friend Faith in Cincinnati. She asked, Lord of Heaven, my mother is all upset because my husband and I have decided to be cremated and have our ashes put in his family crypt rather than have a formal burial. My mother says, if my physical body is destroyed, I won't be able to take part in the resurrection and enter into heaven. Is this true?
This is absolutely not true, Faith. This teaching comes from the old Egyptian teaching that the chi, or the spirit, has to return to the body from its astral journeys every now and then to recharge, which is absolutely untrue. The human body is a non-returnable, a non-refillable. Once it is used up, it cannot be used again. To preserve the body elaborately and put it in a grave and seal it up in the hopes that eventually the resurrection will come and it will be made new and be reused again is just a waste of people's money. It is an old tradition, an old belief that has no foundation in God teaching whatsoever. It is just an old tradition and you have nothing to worry about. People whose bodies have been completely lost, have been completely blown to bits, completely destroyed and never found, have entered into the kingdom of God. Just because a body is destroyed does not mean that someone will not get into the kingdom of God. These foolish teachings kept and maintained by the priests so the funeral parlors can make a lot of money are sickening and disturbing, and it is a shame that people still continue to follow them and still are poisoned by these ancient beliefs that have no basis in fact whatsoever.
Wonderful, Nazarene. I'm sure that not only makes Faith feel better, but a whole lot of other people who have lost loved ones whose bodies have never been recovered. I agree. This is a teaching that I have always thought was abusive.
The only ones that aren't going to like it, Alora, are the funeral parlors and the coffin makers.
We'll be back after the break.
God may be reached at...
Here's Jesus 777 at yahoo.com.
We're back. God, as we're recording these episodes, there has been a tragic fire in Charleston, South Carolina, where 9 brave firemen died. How are they doing? Is there anything you can suggest to keep such situations from happening in the future?
Alora, people already know what is needed to stop these situations, to keep tragedies like this from happening. First of all buildings storing combustible materials like this that burn so hot and so readily need sprinkler systems. That building should have had a sprinkler system. Secondly, these roofs need to be reinforced, and the struts need fire prevention stuff around them so that they won't melt in the heat of these fires. And thirdly, the weight has to be taken off these roofs. There is too much weight on these roofs. It is a tragedy, Alora. Everybody sticks this heavy stuff on these roofs, and it'll barely stay up with the supports they have. And then when there's a fire and the supports are weakened, the roofs come down. It's only common sense. They're going to come down. These things have to be changed, Laura. This heavy stuff has to be taken off the roofs, and these roofs have to be reinforced, and they have to be insulated against fires. The struts that hold these buildings up have to be insulated against fires, so when there's a fire, they don't weaken and give way. It's simple stuff, Laura, if people would only do what is necessary.
Yeah, God, people just don't think about people's safety, and then they complain when something bad happens, like this.
Oh, they think about it, Laura, but then they say, oh, let's save a few bucks. We won't worry about it. Nothing's going to happen. And then they wonder why they go to hell.
We'll be back again.
We'll be right back.